हाँ इज दैट सचिन?
हेलो,
हाय सचिन, दिस इज अनीता फ्रॉम आउटस्पार्क रिज्यूम सर्विसेज, पार्ट ऑफ टाइम्स ऑफ इंडिया ग्रुप. इज दिस अ गुड टाइम टू कनेक्ट अबाउट ट्रांसफॉर्मिंग योर रिज्यूमे टू गेट मोर इंटरव्यू कॉल्स?
यस,
ग्रेट.
हेलो.
सो आई सॉ योर रिज्यूमे स्कोर वॉज अराउंड 56, राइट?
ओके.
दैट्स अ बिट लो, बट ऑनेस्टली इट्स अ फिक्सेबल अपॉर्चुनिटी. वॉट्स योर मेन गोल राइट नाउ? आर यू लुकिंग फॉर अ न्यू जॉब, अ करियर शिफ्ट और समथिंग एल्स?
Yes, I'm looking at a new job.
Okay, got it. What kind of roles are you aiming for, and how long have you been applying with your current resume? Are you getting any interview calls at all?
Yes, I received 2 and 3 calls in last week. I'm searching again, like account executive or assistant manager.
Okay, so
finance.
Okay,
Hello.
Sachin, so you're aiming for roles like account executive and assistant manager in finance.
Yes.
Sachin, with your current resume score, do you feel it's really showing your best achievements? Like, are those 2 or 3 calls enough, or do you want way more? Because honestly, a resume that's clearer and sharper can open way more doors. What do you think is holding your resume back right now?
Sorry?
No worries, Sachin. Just curious, do you feel your resume is really highlighting your key skills and achievements for those finance roles? Or does it feel a bit cluttered or weak in impact? Because that's usually where people miss out on more interview calls. What's your take?
In my head, I don't know it's good or bad. Actually, I give my 100% in my resume.
Okay, so Sachin, I get what you mean. You've put in your best effort, right? But sometimes, even when we think our resume is perfect, small things like layout impact words or quantifying achievements can make a huge difference. If you keep sending the same resume, do you think you'll get better calls, or might you be stuck at the same spot? What if a sharper resume could change that?
Sorry?
No worries, Sachin. Just to check, do you feel your resume is really making recruiters say, wow, this is the candidate we want? Or is it more like, okay, next? Because that little difference can change your whole job hunt. What do you think?
Actually, as a recruiter, I don't know how my resume, as a candidate, I feel.
Got it. So you're wondering how recruiters see your resume, right? Well, with a score around 56, it means your resume might be missing the punch recruiters look for, like clear achievements, strong. Great, Sachin. So you feel your resume could be stronger, right? Imagine if your resume clearly showed your achievements and skills in a way recruiters can't ignore. How many more interview calls do you think you'd get? Wouldn't that be worth investing a little now to get way better results?